Authorities are still looking for the person or persons responsible for 8 shooting deaths in the Washington, D.C. area. Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose said today that officials are tracking down thousands of potential leads. The massive investigation has involved many local jurisdictions as well as state and federal authorities. It's also testing a number of procedures put in place since the attacks of September 11, 2001, when the regional response was far less coordinated. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
Ever since the shootings began, law enforcement officials in the D.C. area have been in almost constant contact. When a man was shot in Prince William County, Virginia, late Wednesday, Police Chief Charlie Dean said his department was ready.
Of course, we did pre-planning like all of my colleagues in the region of what if something happened here, and we had made several determinations as to how we would proceed.
And that involved the collection of evidence, who to share it with, and even how large a perimeter to secure around the crime scene. 2 days later, when there was another shooting in Virginia, hundreds of local, state, and federal officials quickly set in motion a plan to seal off exits on a nearby interstate. Such coordination and cooperation haven't always been the case, but authorities in this region say they learned a lot after the September 11th attacks on the Pentagon, when emergency responders from neighboring jurisdictions couldn't communicate with each other, and the federal government sent home hundreds of thousands of workers without telling local authorities. Michael Rogers, executive director of the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments, said regional officials had a conference call that day, but not until 6 p.m.
Everybody was at home and safe by that time, and the focus was on the next day.
But this time, things have been different. When it became clear that the shootings were more than a random crime, alerts went out by pagers and email to county administrators, police chiefs, emergency personnel, and other officials throughout the region. Rogers said after a 13-year-old boy was shot last week, school, police, and government administrators from 17 area jurisdictions held a conference call.
The officials were able to receive information from Chief Moose. All of the counties were able to share what they were thinking of doing. And as a result, they were able to coordinate.
Not only what types of security procedures schools would take, but what to tell the public. Bruce Romer is the Chief Administrative Officer of Montgomery County.
One of the lessons that we learned from September 11 is in a metropolitan area like ours with multiple political jurisdictions, there's an extreme need for consistency of message.
And that's why residents are seeing so much of Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose. Authorities decided as the lead investigator, he should be the primary spokesman so the public wouldn't get conflicting reports from other jurisdictions. Romer said Montgomery County also put in place a number of other emergency procedures. On the day when 4 people were killed there, Romer activated the county's Emergency Operations Center, where he could communicate with hundreds of county workers.
So one of the things that we were able to do very early on is to get the information about what to look for and what we should be doing to, as an example, all of our bus drivers, all of our public works employees.
Authorities admit there have been some problems with coordination. It took days for them to centralize a tip line, and some sensitive details of the investigation were leaked to the media.
We're still making baby steps compared to where we ultimately probably need to be.
Kyle Olson of Community Research Associates in Alexandria, Virginia, trains officials across the country on how to respond to terrorist attacks and other emergencies. He says the D.C. area response has been a good example so far of regional coordination and one that other authorities might want to watch.
We still have a number of jurisdictions where radios don't talk to each other. Police can't talk to fire, fire can't talk to the county, county can't talk to the city.
He says this should change as officials get more experience working together. He says people in his field are already talking about adding a new scenario to their emergency response training, one that involves a sniper who terrorizes an entire region. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.